My dear Mrs. Emerson, you can continue to refuse my invitations, but in the small world of Cairo society, you can't avoid me altogether. I have a particular reason for wanting to see not only you, but your husband and your son. It isn't what you think. Won't you meet privately with me so I can explain? Yours, Margaret Minton. Margaret Minton, indeed, I thought, after perusing this last epistle. Our letters had been whizzing back and forth with the speed of bullets. I answered hers the instant they arrived, and she did the same with mine. Obviously, she hadn't changed since the days when she first incurred my ire. Initially, by pursuing us mercilessly in the hopes of a story, and finally, by falling in love with my husband. She actually disguised herself as a housemaid in order to gain a position in our home, and it was during this period that she had succumbed, as many women did, to Emerson's numerous attractions. I wrote a brief, forceful response in the negative, and told Ali the doorman to have it sent by messenger to the Semiramis, where Miss Minton was staying. She turned up at Giza the following day. "Good morning, Mrs. Emerson." She held out her hand. "You ought to have known you wouldn't be rid of me so easily. What do you want?" "I told you. A private conversation." "You won't get it here," I pointed out. "I will have tea with you on Friday next." "Will you? Or is that just a way of putting me off?" She had chosen her time well. I'd been about to stop work and summon the others to luncheon. As we stood with eyes locked, Nefret emerged from the tomb chamber. "Aren't you ready for lunch, Mother?" she called.